Last month, the Asheville City Council unanimously adopted a resolution opposing North Carolina's controversial House Bill 2, along with numerous other municipalities, both big and small. Yet, despite the ever-growing controversy surrounding the bill, some Western North Carolina towns just aren't taking a position on the matter. In fact, it seems that House Bill 2 isn't even on their radar. So WCQS reached out to the mayors of some of these towns to find out why.
Our aldermen are not professional politicians, neither am I. Most of the time, these things we address just as they come up. Not so much a lack of concern as just I'm not sitting in a big office somewhere thinking about policy all day.
That was Bryson City Mayor Tom Sutton. Like the other mayors we spoke with, Sutton says that there's been little, if any, discussion about the town's official position on House Bill 2 among local officials.
We're all small-town people. A lot of these subjects don't necessarily come up in day-to-day conversations, but I think our board would be very much concerned with basic human rights.
The mayor of the town of Franklin, Bob Scott, echoed Sutton's position on the matter, adding that while the town's board of aldermen is by no means taking a conservative stance on HB 2, the bill just doesn't take priority for the town.
The town of Franklin is open to diversity. We represent everybody. We don't care what the religion is, the sexual orientation, or anything, the politics. We're a nonpartisan board. It just has not been an issue with us, and I'm sure you could check every one of the board members, and they've got personal opinions. But as far as the town's concerned, I can't see that there's been or would be any impact on the town.
And the town of Murphy's mayor, Bill Hughes.
There just doesn't seem to be any kind of strong feeling one way or the other here about it, to be honest with you. It's just not discussed. And I go around to all the coffee houses and talk to all the good old boys and sit at the breakfast table and have lunch and all this. You just don't hear it mentioned.
So, with agenda items like floodplain insurance programs or new city ordinances or budget proposals, the small mountain towns of Western North Carolina just don't feel that they're immediately affected by laws like HB 2. So most of them remain neutral on the matter. Most of them.
We've got two bathrooms, one for male, one for female, and there's nothing changed that God put on us. A man needs to go in a man's bathroom, a woman needs to go in a woman's bathroom.
That's Robbinsville Mayor Steve Hooper, who says that after openly discussing the matter with the rest of the town board, it was agreed that HB 2 was adequate to the needs of the town, and that they would not oppose it.
I was born and raised here. There was no one born to be a lesbian or a gay or whatever. They was born either male or female. That's on the birth certificate.
For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.